This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for everyone's favorite show, brought to you by patreon.com/dynamicbanter. The one and only Dynamic Banter! Hi guys.
No,
dude, the last time we did this show we had a really great guest, Eric D.
Yeah,
from the Meth Syndicate.
Sorry, I had to finish something up.
You had to close some tabs.
I had to finish something up real fast.
And we, first of all, we forgot to talk about his cat, Gray.
Yeah, but now we don't need to because he's cancer-free.
Because the cat's good now.
But that.
We the power of this show saved that cat.
This show saved a cat. And that's the first part of a movie. So now we just got to write the rest of it.
But also I wanted to say that one more tap. You didn't want the screensaver.
I didn't. I'm done with those toasters.
We were doing like some shit.
No.
No.
We were doing this.
Yeah.
And at one point he did like fake electrocution. And it made me laugh so hard I almost passed out. So if you watch the show, if you watch the video version of that, you can see me almost pass out.
That's great, dude. There's actually, we're going to do this thing on the Patreon where it's just a live cam of you whenever you're about to pass out.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Steve a special helmet.
There's sometimes where I do little things to the camera and I'm surprised sometimes our girl Leah misses them.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Or she's
just lost to the void. I don't do it that much.
I don't. All I'm saying is I don't know what she's
thinking. I don't think I'd do it to the over it amount to Leah. Yeah. Let me call her.
Go ahead.
Dude, I was talking to my girlfriend this morning and she sent me a text that said, I just left one of my work sites and painters are painting inside the home and they have a literally child, maybe 11 or 12, working in there with them, and said that it was really crazy to see, and that the little guy was doing the same stuff all the grown ass men were doing,
ripping heaters, smoking
and
cigarettes,
pulling air conditioning units off the roof,
and pouring paint thinner and scraping asbestos off the wall,
chugging Corona.
Chugging Modelo, putting cigarettes out in Modelo bottles.
Damn, dude, that's crazy.
Man, what a tough day. You know who I can't stand? My wife.
My wife, fellas.
My wife is so wazy. How wazy is she?
So wazy. But that's crazy, man. And it's just like, you know, I get it. Times are tough.
You gotta teach a kid to work. You can't show a kid to work.
If you teach a kid to work, you will teach them every day.
If you teach a kid to work, you'll never work a day in your life. Because the kid is there.
Punch in. You got three dazeems for that one.
Punch in, kids. Time to punch in, kids. 2025. The kids can do a little bit more. If they can, like, if we could have a Rizzler making money like that, then yeah. I think that kid can paint inside with the grown-ups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think the Rizzler, you see him around a lot?
You see him around?
He pops still up in your, he pops up in your algorithm?
Can we call him?
I wish we could.
We have the Rizzler on speed dial.
He's like, I got Mariah Carey on the other line.
Mariah Carey talks to the Rizzler.
He's doing business. Yeah,
Mariah Carey's 78 years
he's
old.
He's a business-oriented guy. Yeah, what would you have to say to a 78-year-old
Hi, is this Mariah? All I want for Christmas is you. Anyway, this is a Rizzler. Call me back. I've called a couple times.
That kid's gonna grow up bad.
Different. But with a keen, that kid will have a house, I'll tell you that. That kid will grow up different from a lot of the kids nowadays, but he won't be paying rent when he's 55.
Is there a chance it goes south for the Rizzler?
Not a chance.
You don't think so?
Dude, not a chance if you're not a complete fucking idiot asshole. Because it's like, how many cautionary tales need to exist for you to be like, I was not aware of any of the pitfalls of this kind of life. The roadmap. Everyone can see the road that they it's walk on is paved in gold. It's always summer, you'll never get cold. Never grow hungry. Never get old and gray. No. Dude, sometimes when I'm in casual conversation and somebody like casually says, like, accidentally will say subconsciously some lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you were just talking to someone about the store and they were like, yeah, I was like, my heart was in a blender. You start singing that Eve 6 song.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's what happens in my head for the rest of the day.
And then you have it in your head forever.
But
yeah.
Some kind of weird, fucked up, distorted version of it. Samba version.
Is it like, I do the same thing with like all, it transcends so much media. Yeah. It's like movies, TV shows, commercials.
Yeah.
But yeah, music is a big one. When someone's like, oh my god, how bizarre.
How bizarre.
Rock. Rocking to the moon.
How bizarre. This is one of those, like, on Instagram where they're like, we rebuilt with a computer what it feels like to take an acid trip for the first time. This is what it feels like to get a song in your head. This is the audio version of it. How bizarre. You ever get like some part of the song that like is not like a hook or not an important part of the song, just like some transitional phrase and something in your head?
Yeah.
Some like super specific, like non sequitur weirdo piece of shit.
I have a problem with like a little piece. Like, did you ever play Animal Crossing?
No.
You never played it.
I know what it is though, I think. Give me one second. Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Oh, just drawing with my Coral Draw.
Animal Crossing and Coral Draw, dude. Fuck yeah, old school. Animal Crossing has these little musical moments where, like, you get something and it'll go and it'll be like, yeah,
yeah, it's nice.
Like you did a thing. It's a dopamine, hot, like good major key.
Good thing indicator. Yeah.
But it also will do. You played Animal Crossing, Kevin.
I loved it.
Remember when you would get like a fish, it would go like, yeah, da, 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 and yeah, then it would go like.
You're right. There's a little drum bit.
This little drum, mm-hmm, these bongos, it sounds like Toto's Africa to me.
Oh, yeah?
And so every time, because you know the. Yep, that's it. Those are the exact drums. The drums from the like drums from Africa. And then it's in my head.
Yeah. Just the drum part.
Just the drum part got me.
Dude, you know what I used to have all the time? Mm. The intro from Human Nature. Michael Jackson's Human Nature. That's my favorite sound.
It's
that
so good.
And then every song in the early 90s that sampled that, mm-hmm, were all my favorite songs after that.
It's been a minute since that's been sampled, huh?
Yeah, it's about due again.
I think so.
And I think you could do that in Melody's Innocent.
They dug him up and found out that he was innocent.
They dug him up and they were like,
guess we were.
Did you do it?
They opened up the coffin and went, Your Honor!
How could this have possibly?
Come on! Let's have a look.
Damn dog. Welcome back to Looking at a Beach from Far Away with Mike and Steve. We're here at what was formerly Will Rogers Beach, and it's a little bit different now, isn't it, Steve? We're looking at the beach.
Yes, it's a bit different, but you can still tell that at one point it was a beach.
That's 100% true. There's some things you can't change, and that's that Will Rogers National Beach is a beach.
Something I learned in school that I never forgot as an adult is the ocean don't go away.
That's 100% right. We can't. We've tried to fight the ocean so many times. Waterworld, Hunt for Red October, Frozen.
And I remember being a kid thinking, some demon could come and with a big straw in space and suck up all the water on the earth.
Yeah. Would be helpful sometimes.
And I'm like scared of that. I still am.
When you see this demon in your head, what does it look like, Steve?
Well, kind of like the devil.
Okay.
Or like a minion of the devil.
And can you describe what the demon would say when he came down to Earth to suck up all the waters?
Well, he would be pretty far off in space.
Right, he starts far off.
And then if you could hear him, he would be going like, I'm so thirsty. And you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then he's just like,
first you're like, because you're not even entertaining the possibility of this happening.
How is that possible?
So demon from space, you hear him say,
ooh, I'm so thirsty.
But you're at the beach and yeah, you're like,
Did you guys hear that?
What the fuck? Did you say that? Did you do like funny voice?
I'm not thirsty at all.
Do you want to go to the snack bar? Somebody say you're thirsty?
I'm fully hydrated.
Okay. Let's just keep hanging out at the beach.
Yeah. And then but closer and closer. Ooh, I can see a big, big glass of water.
Dude, he got tipped off. First of all, he loves water.
He's thirsty.
And then you go looking for it, obviously, and yeah, somebody tipped him off that the earth was filled with water.
I love the idea of a demon in space. What's
those
that all
videos,
about?
Dude, like, you ever see yeah, it's an earth demon, but he's in space. He got lost. On the way to heaven.
You get bigger the longer you're out in space.
You suck up all the space. Because you're breathing space.
Yeah.
Dude, I was... you ever see those videos where it's like, here's a simulation on what happened if like Mars crashes into the Earth, the moon crashes into the Earth?
Yes.
And it gets closer and closer? Those freak me out. Even when that guy was in the water in Fortnite, it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, the big... Oh, you... So, what do they call it?
Megatron.
Megalophobia, or...
Oh, Megalopolis. Yeah.
Megalophobia, or... Mm-hmm. And there's a water one, too. Submechanophobia.
That one fucks me way up, because water is scarier than space.
But I agree. Like, I think... But they're so similar, too, though. Like, although...
Yeah, megalophobia.
Megalophobia, and then submegalophobia, or submechalophobia. Because there's one that's like animatronics underwater.
So specific.
Yeah, because it's like abandoned theme parks or something. There's a, you know, yeah, all this backroom shit.
Fear of submerged man-made objects.
There it is. It's okay.
Sub-mechanophobia. Okay, so, the most specific one is this one where you're just like floating and all you see is like this deep giant, gross green. Yep. Yeah. And then like fast as hell, you see a almost like an Atlantis type old man statue come at you, and I can't do that
one. Dude, I
there's other ones where like Santa's a fucked up zombie and he's crawling around, and I'm like, tight.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
But the underwater man-made thing, I think, fucks me way
up. I get that. But that, along with like the back room stuff, is like such a new thing, I think. Like, did you like know?
Brand new fear unlocked.
New fear unlocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diamond achievement.
Like, do you get You're the back scared. Rooms thing?
Yes, but I kind of like them.
Yeah. Because
there's like an element of nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's like, here's an old mall. And I was like, I know.
Yeah, like I'm not scared of that.
Who's there? Fill it with water and statues from Atlantis, and I'll freak the, I'll piss my ass.
Yeah.
Dude, do you ever get that feeling in real life? Do you have that at all?
Like, what feeling? The, like, you're overwhelmed with fear?
Because of, like, a big thing coming out of, like, an unknown area.
No, that one, but I get that one because it's like, I see, like, I get, like, a weakness in my legs.
I get so weak in the legs. That's I can hardly. Yeah, I feel you.
But like, I'll look up at, like, you know, like in New York, there's, you're about to be there.
Yeah.
Are you hungry for a slice?
Dude, I've never been hungrier to get out of here.
You're so thirsty, like that demon in space.
Dude, my friends are like, oh, you want to come here? It's 3 degrees. And I'm like, I don't care.
That sounds wonderful.
I can't wait.
That sounds really good, actually.
I'm going to piss and freeze myself to the ground.
Dude, you're going to get all bundled up in a cool jacket.
I already have the jacket. It's already out. Ready
is
to go.
Is it a new one? Or it's by
the
door.
This is the earliest I've ever packed for a trip.
Because you're so excited to get the fuck out of here.
Get me out. I kept emailing Southwest, and I was like, when could I get my boarding pass? Can I get there
early? Are there any flights where there's
an
extra
seat? You need
someone
to help drive. If you guys are tired, I'll drive.
Can I volunteer on the plane?
Is asking people if they'll move over 3 weeks beforehand.
You said you'd call me if there's an empty seat, right?
Hi, is there an empty seat still? Do I still have my ticket? Sometimes, dude, when I'm on, like, it used to happen a lot more at home in Connecticut because the terrain is different. But sometimes if I'm getting home really late and I'm driving on Mulholland, where it's like one part is just mountain going up and one part is like deep valley as far as your eyes can see. If it's foggy up there early in the morning, you could barely see the twinkle of the light and you just know that there's a lot of space out there, but you can't see. So it's like ocean-esque.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll think of like this hand coming up.
Yeah.
And just like scraping across the road. And I get really freaked out by that.
Yeah. I get that. Because I mean,
it's fun. Fun fear.
It is a fun fear.
Yeah.
Because it would be amazing to see something that big anyway.
Yeah.
Like there's that part of it that's like, man, that would be crazy to see that. But then there's the other part of it that's like, oh, that's the end of my life.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. At least the end of This Way Home.
Yeah.
Cause
my favorite Spider-Man movie.
The end of This Way Home.
Yeah.
When Carnage has that 30-minute sex scene with Venom.
Yeah.
And they're fucking broke back.
A lot of tongues going on.
Dude, imagine Carnage creeps up behind Venom and he puts a cowboy hat on. He's like,
I can't quit you. We can't quit you.
That's beautiful.
That's good. I would watch that.
Yeah.
That's like a Robot Chicken sketch.
Yeah. Do they still do that show?
No.
I always wanted to be on that show.
I know. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I like. They did some good ones with E.T. on that one. I think that's where that one E.T. one came from.
Nice.
Kevin?
Let's cut.
So I'll see like a big building and I'll be like, I'll get that feeling of, because there's just that feeling of just like scale, that sense of scale. But then there's also that like heights feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like another no-no for me.
Dude, we used to take field trips to New York City and they used to bring us in the Empire State Building and you go all the way up and there's like observation deck and we used to like put our, like, you ever see Ferris Bueller where they put their heads on the window?
Yes.
We used to do that. And that's a wild feeling.
How did you feel? You were like
scared and like uneasy, but it's also not that much different. In the same way, I was talking, we were at the Brea Improv last week, and there was like 100 people there, and the room fits like 300 or 400 people, right? So they filled up the first section. We were saying how awesome it was that those people came out and how much different it sounds 300 versus 100. But it's almost like after that first section of people, it's not even like real anymore.
Yeah.
So there's almost like a certain height where I'm like, this is crazy. And then like you keep building on top of that. And I'm like, this is as crazy.
Yeah.
Because I can't even comprehend how crazy this is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the dome in Vegas.
I would love to see that because I can't comprehend how crazy
that is. I know. I've heard it's pretty fucking bonkers.
Have you been to that fucking Intuit Dome yet?
No. Where's that?
The one, it's like the new Clippers stadium. It's the one that is like supposed to replace the Forum.
Oh.
And it's just like, dude, I can't believe we haven't talked about
it. It has
this.
A dome? It's a dome?
It's, they call it the Intuit Dome. Intuit Dome.
Intuit Dome.
And it's not like a dome, it's not like the sphere, right? But it's like most high tech stadium that you could get into. Dog, so you go, me and my friend.
So that's the ceiling.
That's the outside. That's like a drone shot out.
So it's not dome. It's flat, but it still screens.
It's like an arena, right?
Yeah.
There's a ring. It looks like this. Like this is a small scale version. Yeah. It's a like a full 360 ring video.
Okay.
And it's like the clearest shit you've ever seen in your life.
You've seen this.
Like 40K.
What the fuck?
And so we went to a Clippers game. And you go, and the way you get your ticket is you download the app and you put all your information into this app. And then, like, there's no people working at this fucking place. Minimal people. And it's all like you walk in, you scan shit, and you scan your face and you get in. If you want to get like a concession, like, am I wearing the, if you, I walked into the fucking gift shop to get this hat and I just grabbed the hat and I walked out and then I got a notification like, aww, you've been charged $50. It was the coolest fucking shit.
How does it work?
Magic.
Wow.
Hold on. Ask me again.
How does magic. It work? You couldn't wait to say it.
I loved it.
You couldn't wait. You couldn't even wait for the line. And can we get another take of that, actually?
Yes. Magic.
Mike, so you're going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, good rehearsal. So we're going to roll, and then you say...
I'm a little nervous.
What is that?
I'm nervous.
You're going to say magic, and then you're going
to
hit the
symbols. Oh, I can't wait to say magic.
After Steve says...
Steve says...
How do they do that?
Me and Steve say, how do you do that? We say magic.
You say magic, not we.
Good.
Okay, and action.
Steve. Magical.
Okay, well, we can
give me. I want to do a better
work
ding.
In the edit.
He doesn't get it, and he refuses to get it. That man refuses to get it.
See, why don't you hit that ad?
Whoa, is ad time?
Your voices have been heard loud and clear. We now bring to you the live ad
the
portion
ads
of the
are
show.
Back, you bitch, you fucking little bitch. Oh man, that demon's, I'm thirsty. I'm so thirsty. Don't let the demon from space drink our ocean.
Drink 7-Up.
Our water's so pure, even demons in space want to drink it.
Let's cut to that. Demon in space, can we get a word with you about water?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just space travel makes you thirsty. And you guys got a great amount of salt in your water.
Magic.
Guys, I want to thank Leah.
Woo!
Kevin.
Ah!
Dude, he's right.
Kevin's auditioning for Big Bird.
Corey.
Josh. I'm going to thank Mike. And, oh yeah. Dude, can I take that and bring it back?
Don't take it forever.
Okay, I won't take it forever. And Kevin, will you remind me?
You're going to take it forever if Kevin doesn't remind
you. Kevin knows he won't take it forever.
Why do you want it?
Well, I'll tell you. Okay, can I please have the next song?
May I have this song?
May I have this song? Our boy Ralph Apple. Apple.
Balboa.
Ralph Apple. who made the Lost movie, the Lost documentary. He's a huge fan of the show.
And he wants to see?
He and Stevie are big fans of the show.
Yeah.
And he came to visit me in Long Beach, and he came to the apartment in Sherman Oaks when just before I went bye-byes. And I was like, this is where we started the show and stuff. And he was like all into like, he's like, oh my God, I remember this crazy seeing like the rest of this area and shit. And I was like, all right, well, anyway, anything else you want to see before we don't do this anymore? And he's like, I gotta see that Beatles. I have to see what it does. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot all about that shit. And I was like, unfortunately, it's at the studio, so sorry.
Yeah,
but
it is a Patreon perk, though.
It is.
If you subscribe to the Patreon, we show you. Oh, we do one flip of the book every day.
We should just make a little video of what it is, and you can get it if you subscribe. You want to see what this is? Yeah. Finally,
we'll photocopy all the pages in this thing and send it to you if you subscribe to the Patreon.
It's so bizarre.
How bizarre!
We should release one page.
I love it, dude. Some of those stills would be so funny.
How many pictures are in here? Like four?
I bet there's like 200.
There's some of them that aren't that weird, but then there's like
some that are very weird. Like, and those are the ones that make it. You gotta blur it out, dude. You gotta blur it out.
Leah?
Yeah.
She could just crop in or rock in. Anyway, all right. So we actually have one ad today. Isn't that nice? I don't give.
Jackpot. Dude, we have one ad today. Jackpot.
Jackpot.
That's so funny.
I don't need this show anymore. I don't need you. All right. Rocket money. Let's go to the moon. Hit that button to blast off, Anthony.
Okay.
And I'll tell you guys, listen. You know what isn't an option for me, Mike? Missing out on a show that everyone's talking about. I would hate to be left out in the dust if everyone's talking about some dang show, and I'm constantly signing up for this streaming service or that one.
Dude, this sounds so much like you.
Yeah, man. And then a few months later, I realized that I'm still paying for that dang thing. Even after I finish that show and I don't even touch it anymore.
And how do we overcome something like that?
Oh, getting Rocket Money is a game changer.
I'm warning you.
Them listening.
Please.
Peace and love.
I'm telling you, they find your unwanted subscriptions. And they help you cancel them. So you never have to worry about it slipping through the cracks.
That's nice.
And Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Come on, ain't nothing better than that, I'll tell you that much. And Rocket Money's got a dashboard that gives you a clear view of your expense. Did you know they got a dashboard?
I did, I heard that.
They've got a dashboard, and you can view. It's got a clear view of all your expenses across all your accounts. And you can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help keep your spending on track. You can see your monthly trending, your spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money's going. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. So, cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/banter today. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. rocketmoney.com/banter.
Oh
yeah.
It's time for dates. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hang out IRL, I think I'm currently on my way to Chicago right now to shoot photos and possibly open for Drew Lynch while he's filming his special in Chicago. I said it wasn't cold enough in New York. I want to go to Chicago.
Damn, dude, you're doing a chili tour.
Chili's, the fresh maker. On the 7th of February, we're doing Surrounded at the Hollywood Improv. Steve, we have to talk about that.
Uh-oh.
Are you doing it?
Yes!
Okay, Steve will also be doing Surrounded on the 7th, on Friday, first Friday of the month.
Put me in, coach!
And then on the 14th, it's Human Romance, my dating show at the world-famous Comedy Store. Tickets for all that and more on lifehellzone.com. Oh, also the 15th, the day after that, I'm going to Portland and doing Surrounded in Portland with Noah Kopfer and Emily Browning, and they're fucking awesome. So we'll meet you in Portland, we'll meet you in L.A., meet you in New York, meet you in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Also trying to get back to Chicago in June.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heard rumblings. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That some people are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, like a really excited adult taking classes at community college. Learning about stuff. You got to hear what they said in my sociology class.
O'Reilly.
And dead parts. How bizarre. How bizarre. This is the first time hearing that song.
Mike, there's a new Wolfman movie coming out.
That's the best.
I know. I love the Universal Monsters. I do, man.
Universal Monsters. Let's name them. Skeleton.
Abby.
Allison. Wolfman.
The Doctor from the Black Lagoon.
Who?
The Doctor from the...
Wolfman.
Wolf.
Mummy. Frankenstein. Bride of Frankenstein. Ex-wife of Frankenstein.
Driver of Frankenstein.
Driving Mrs. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's lobster.
Fester.
Uncle Peggy. Dude. I love him, dude. I love a Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula.
I'll see any Dracula. Yeah. Show it to me.
Show it to me right now.
Give me a Dracula and I'll watch it.
You won't.
Suggest to me a Dracula. I'll tell you if I've seen it.
Interview with Dracula.
Interview with a Dracula.
You seen that?
And you didn't see this. You're not going to see this Nosferatu shit, are you?
Maybe if it's on like the plane or something.
Okay. I'd say...
I'm not so going to be... Boring. There's nothing you can't... It's boring. It's bad.
Boring as fuck.
Did you see it, Kevin?
I honestly don't think you'll enjoy it that much.
No? I heard he fucks.
He does.
Dead
he
guy
does
fucks.
Fuck, yeah.
Isn't that weird to have dead dick in your body? People like that? People want that? That's somebody's kink? Your dick has to be in me and dead?
That's the thing. It's like, you know, sure, there's plenty of room for all these Draculas. All we have is room for Draculas. And keep making them. Fine.
Even if it's in your puss.
Get it in there. And so it's like, but I'm telling you that I think that the definitive version of a Dracula is Bram Stoker's Dracula. The movie with Keanu Reeves and Gary Oldman and Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Cary Elwes. Anthony Hopkins.
Cary Fisher.
Dude, Anthony Hopkins is Van Helsing. Come on, man. What a cast.
Nosferatu.
Yes.
He gets hard through blood flow or magic or rigor mortis.
I think it's magic.
It's magic.
It's magic.
You have to cast a spell on your dick to get it hard.
And Dracula's just like a love.
Which reminds me, hymns.
That'd be great if we had hymns. I want to give it a shot.
I heard you can do whatever you want with your dick.
I heard you can take hymns and get hard and rob a convenience store. They don't say shit.
You can open up a bank vault with your penis after taking Blue Chew.
That's true. We suggest you do.
You can put your dick into your gas tank.
Fill it up.
Fill it up.
You can piss in your gas tank with hymns.
You can open that jam jar with your penis, thanks to Blue Chew. Finally.
8 pills of hymns in every Miller Genuine draft.
But I just love the idea of being able to go and go.
Yeah. Sex is so fun, especially when it happens for a long time.
Oh, yeah. And I just, you know.
What if you made that noise when you came?
I would love it a lot. I would love it a lot. I think that sound would be a taboo sound, if that's what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Call me what you will.
I don't think anyone's going to call you out.
I'm a little bit of a romantic, and I like my Dracula. I like my Dracula like I like my birthday evenings. Romantic. Okay. And I like when, because, you know, Gary Oldman is a stud.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
I like my Dracula like I like my women. Classic in front of the silver screen. Kevin, do you have one?
Nope.
Okay.
Kevin likes his Dracula like he likes his Bandrin. Dry as a bone. So anyway, I like my Dracula romantic, Mike. And I'll tell you, that Nosferatu movie was not romantic. It was gross.
Gross fucking.
It was fucked up and gross.
Yeah.
Because, listen, just because they haven't done it. And look, I'm a big advocate for, like, giving it a shot. I think we've passed the time to, like, where we could talk a little bit about what that Nosferatu looked like. Because it's a big reveal. No one saw what that Nosferatu looked like until the movie came out in the theaters. And
then they were able to go to the theater and see it.
And it's fucking, what's his name? The guy who played Pennywise.
William Dafoe. Wow.
Well, William Dafoe's in it.
Bill Skarsgård.
Dude, how funny to have a career off of, like, you look weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you millions of dollars. That's why you can't, like, is that the worst thing in the world if you're ugly? If you're a teenager and you're ugly? You could, somebody pay you millions of dollars to be ugly.
But you know it's the end of the world when you're that age.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're like, no one's ever gonna love me.
And then you watch The Office and they're like, it gets better. And you're like, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
But you're basing that off of your 13-year-old view of the world. It could always get better. You could always make money from something that people make fun of you for.
But if you're ugly and you suck, you're fucked.
Sometimes, I guess.
If you suck,
you're fucked. Rock. This is my t-shirt, dude.
Anyway, so but that's what that, so that Gary Oldman Dracula, you know, they gave him his, like, gross old man moments, but then he gained power from the blood of a young woman.
Which you can't even do nowadays. You
can't even do it nowadays. We'll see.
You're saying that that's more romantic than this new one?
Well, it's because...
it's more romantic to prey off a young girl. Go ahead and finish.
Yes. Yes. And, yes. He gets younger looking. Okay. And then he's like this handsome stud. And he's got this
very attractive Transylvanian accent. And he says, my Mina, perhaps I've bothered you. I can trouble you no more.
And it's like this really, like, it's romantic, you know? And he's all stylish. He's got his, and he looks cool. Remember the little tiny sunglasses and the top hat and the, like, you know, it's a good look.
Okay.
And in this Nosferatu movie,
he's dressed like a pickup artist.
It's in Nosferatu.
In the one you're talking about,
he's dressed like a pickup artist, but a classy one.
A classy neggy one.
And before people knew,
yeah.
You know, so Kevin knows what I'm saying. Now you see it, yeah.
Dude. Vampires are always peacocking.
They are always peacocking. That's handsome Gary Oldman Dracula.
He looks like Johnny Depp Willy Wonka.
Well, yeah, a little. I mean,
dude, pull up a picture of Johnny Depp Willy Wonka. It's the same guy.
But Johnny Depp Willy Wonka's more like berries and cream, This one's more like my dear. Like he's got this really foreign. He's got this suave.
He has this
like,
real chocola accent.
Like no one wants to fuck Danny like fucking Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka.
Yeah, you speak first.
And but in Nosferatu, he's like literally a corpse.
Yeah,
he's a corpse.
Okay,
and he looks awful.
Right,
like it's disgusting.
Yeah,
and he's like, he can't breathe.
He's sleep apnea.
He has like awake apnea.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he's like, and he makes all these awful sounds. His arms are all gross, and the back of his head's all rotted and shit. Like he's literally a zombie.
Yeah, you have to turn dead people every couple of years.
But that's the thing. But in Nosferatu, which by the way is an absolute ripoff of Dracula, like proven factual. Like that person was just like, I'm gonna write my own fucking Dracula. And they got into legal troubles back in the day, and they almost destroyed every copy of Nosferatu because of that. But, you know, whatever, it's cool, and those visuals are cool, and I'm glad Nosferatu exists. But in the Nosferatu story, they don't do the, like, drinking blood revitalizes you and makes you, like, young and handsome. It's just, like, literally they need blood to survive. So there's, like, it's just kind of like there's a few twists on the Dracula story, but it's, like, the romantic part is gone. From the Nosferatu movie, and it's just like disgusting and fucked up.
Yeah. If the romantic part existed in the new movie, would people be like, now we're supposed to believe this is fucking romantic for her to fuck a corpse? Like it's a fucking corpse.
Yeah.
Like would I think either way you go, the internet would be like, you expect us to believe this?
Yeah. You know? Well, because you're right. Even though Gary Oldman is a handsome-looking gentleman, he's still a dead guy.
That guy's a perfect dick.
But I think that's enough. You know, that's enough for you to like get it. You don't need to like go as far as to be like, we're literally gonna have a woman fucking a corpse.
Yeah. Yeah. Push the envelope.
And I'm all for people doing shit like that. But I just think like
someone should fuck a corpse in every movie. I think. I think no matter what the movie is, I think it should be three guys and a baby and a corpse.
Yeah.
And then at some point, one of the corpses has wacky summer fling.
What's the one movie where someone could fuck a corpse and it makes sense and it fits in the movie?
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Encino Martians Come Man. Down.
Encino Man? Yeah. Okay, now I know what you're saying. Powder.
Yeah.
Like Rain Man, maybe, if they fast forward. Or Forrest Gump. Jenny's sick because she fucks a corpse.
Well, there could be a scene in Vietnam.
Dude, Jenny gets real fucked up. She's like necrophiliac because she gets all fucked up off of drugs in the 70s.
Yeah.
And she's in with that bad group of people.
The necrophiliac crowd.
The necrophiliac. The Black Panthers kick her out and she can only find solace with the necrophiliacs.
Yeah.
So she fucks a corpse.
Because that's how you get into the necrophilia gang.
And she has the corpse's baby. And then the corpse is like, is it like me?
I didn't know that.
Is he normal or is he like me? Undead.
Am I defiled?
What are you watching? Dude, the little kid is like watching Nosferatu. And then the vampire comes up to him and is like, what are you watching?
Clutching its pearls, the rotted corpse.
Oh,
I cannot stand for this disgusting content.
That's very funny. I think that's funny.
All right, should we do a couple of history robes? Dude, we should sell history robes.
Ooh.
Like bath, like
I love a soft robe, dude. It says history robe on the back.
Yeah.
Like it's in beautiful calligraphy.
Or it says a history robe.
Yeah, whatever. I just want it to be soft. I don't care what it says.
Hey, listen. You can say whatever the fuck
I don't care if it says dark MAGA on it.
I wanted to say, ask me who I voted for.
That's what I wanted to say. That's actually kind of perfect because ideally you only wear it in and around your house.
Yeah.
So you're like,
ask me about my robe.
Did Byron send you one of our flannel shirts?
No, are they ready?
Yeah, they're real good.
Well, I gotta hit that fucker up. I would love one.
They're real, real good. I wore it in a video.
That's nice.
But I gotta take pictures of it before you
leave. I'll hit Byron up about it.
This is our new guest, Robot Frog. Robot Frog, have you seen the new flannels in the store? Yeah, they are warm. Did you see all the patches they have on them? That's awesome. And then on the back in a circle, it says Dynamic Banter. Did you catch that part? Didn't catch that. You got to turn over the shirt, bud. Hold on. He's laminating something. Hold on. The robot frog is doing this thing where he laminates something. And he spits out fake IDs.
Uh-oh. Robert Eggers is set to release a werewolf thriller in 2026.
We need more of those. More werewolves.
What's happening?
Why doesn't anyone like... I wish I had all the money in the world that I could be like, I've never heard of an idea like that. Go make that and see if people like it. But you like it?
I think there's like... There's also like... Because when I heard Robert Eggers was doing Nosferatu... I was like, that's a really cool idea. Because all of the shit he makes is like really artsy and weird and fun. And well, maybe not fun, but if you like artsy and weird shit, it's fun. But I wouldn't call it fun. Like, yeah. The Lighthouse isn't fun, no. But it's artsy and cool and weird. And I was really hoping Nosferatu would be like that. And kind of like toned back the artsy weirdness and like went for like, let me try to make a Hollywood movie. And did you see The Witch? We talked about The Witch.
No, I heard you it was good, though, right?
You like The Witch.
I love The Witch.
Good and, like,
The
scary.
Northman. You see The Northman? Northman's okay. You like Charlie Hunnam? From, did you ever see Gangs of, what is that show called? Sons of Anarchy. Oh. Yeah. That one's pretty cool, actually.
So I had a crush on everyone in the show, so I promised not to watch it.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to see it.
They're hot boys.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it. I get it, dude. Everybody loves a hot boy.
Who doesn't like looking at a hot boy?
Let's see your hands.
All right. Kevin, was there any specific one I should hit up?
A new theme song.
Whoa, a new theme song?
To the whole show or to History Road?
Okay, I'm into that. James Sherwood. New History Road theme song and story. Hey, cummy boys. I got a new History Road theme for you, which is attached to this email. It's kind of in the style of MGMT. Oh, I love that. Hope you like it.
Not a History Road.
I also got a bit of a History Road, too. This one's a doozy. It's a bit long, but I promise it's worth it. So buckle up and strap in. I think if you made a thing, then I'm okay with reading a longer one. Right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
As long as the thing is good, though. What if the song is bad and then we get roped into the song?
Then we're cutting it out of the show. I used to live in an apartment with two other friends before I got married. And this time in my life, when I was most mischievous. This was the time when I was most mischievous. I grew up in a conservative Christian household. So this was my younger, doing whatever phase of
doing whatever phase of smoking cigs, weed, throwing up, dancing, and other recreational drugs. You know, I'd go out, do drugs, hang out, dancing, throwing up. We had an elderly neighbor named Mary that we had become good friends with. She was one of those elderly ladies that smoked in her house and didn't care what the fucking rules were and had been in that apartment before smoking was even banned. And she invited me to her apartment one day to smoke cigs and chat. Yes, it was weird and awkward, but she was sweet. That's kind of nice. That's nice. I have so much respect for a young man or a young woman or whatever that takes the time.
Sowing their oats with an older woman.
Yeah. Hey, you got one foot in the grave.
Dude, having sex with older women when I was in my early 20s, and they'd be like, I can't. I'm so. I can't. I'm so old.
This is wrong.
And I'm like, you're being
false. Just okay. Just okay. It's okay. And then they'd be like, it's okay.
And then we'd be like,
but I can't.
I can't do this. I'm 40.
It's okay.
Yeah, you can't.
It's okay. she might have missed it. You gotta do a little.
You gotta point at the face you're making for now.
One of my roommates got some special mushrooms, and we decided to take them on a boring weekend day to pass the time. Sure enough, they kick in, and we're fucking tripping balls, having a grand old time, dancing. Enjoying the weird shapes and pretty colors. All of a sudden, we get a knock at the door. We all looked at each other and were frozen in fear of who it could be. My two roommates were sitting on the couch, and I was sitting on the recliner near the door.
Hold on, let me picture it.
I was in no shape to answer.
I was in no shape in general.
No shape. It felt like an eternity before someone answered. Finally, Taylor, who was sitting on the couch, got the nerves to answer. It was none other than our neighbor, Mary.
Old woman.
She was really nice, but also pretty assertive about things, so she invited herself in. And she asked how we were doing and what we were up to. Of course, we weren't going to tell her we were just mushrooms. So we told her, it's okay.
It's okay.
So we told her, it's okay. Jesus told me so.
You weren't going to tell the lady who smoked weed with you all the time that you did mushrooms?
Well, no, it says cigs. Cigs. I don't know if they smoked weed. There is a phone number, though. If it was just cigarettes, I feel like mushrooms is
it's
pretty far beyond.
It's a jump.
But weed, yes, I would be like, why not? Fucking, come on. I think if weed is a gateway to any kind of drug, it's mushrooms.
Yeah.
And mushrooms is like, you're going to be fine. Just don't take too many of them. Oh, shit. I got to get on the road.
No.
They were going to tell her they did mushrooms. So we just told her we were hanging out. I remember at one point she was standing in front of me while I was sitting in the recliner. I felt like I answered things semi-normally, but I know for a fact I had the biggest, dumbest grin on my face just trying to hold it together. She eventually sat down on the couch, which alone was a huge relief. She talked about her life when she was young and the stuff she got into. Wow, that's amazing. Wow. She must have known, dude. Yeah. If she's going to sit there and tell you her life story, she's like, oh, these fuckers are high. I'm
going
to fuck with
them. They're not going nowhere.
No, I'm
going
to tell them every little bit of my life story and make them uncomfortable. She was also kind of a rebel in her young age and had some cool stories. At one point, I do remember one of my roommates asking her if she ever smoked weed or knew people that did, which felt pretty on the nose. She never smoked, but didn't seem to have a problem with it.
She's like, I always wanted to. She smelled weed in your apartment.
Right.
She's like, I've always wanted to try that. I think I'll go talk to the boys about something?
Yeah.
Maybe my life?
and then we'll she goes, and they're definitely on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like, well, not ready for that. Finally, she decided to take off and leave, and as soon as she left and we shut the door, I remember we all looked at each other and we were all like, what the fuck just happened? To this day, I still wonder if she had any idea what was going on. She probably did. And mm-hmm. if you made it this far, I hope you enjoyed the History Road and the theme song. As always, thank you both for providing laughs, goofs, and gags that you do each week. Peace.
Okay. Our pleasure.
All right, let's listen to this history.
The only way younger people fool older people is if you make up words.
Yeah.
There's really, like, experience-wise,
yeah.
people who were here before you have done everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or at least thought about it.
I agree with that. Like, if you're talking in your fucking skibbity Rizzler shit.
Yeah, no one knows that. You may, that's yours.
Yeah.
Like, lingo is, like, generational, right? But, like, experiences, like... People have been here for a long time.
You, that sounded like the microphone was in your way. You wanted it to back up.
Yeah. I got a point to make.
Excuse me. What if that's how you got someone's attention? Hey, everybody. Just really quick.
Just want to remind you about the Patreon.
Oh, shit. When you're at a wedding, instead of doing the ding, ding,
yeah. Kiss. Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this. Let's listen to, what is this person's name? James. James made a History Road theme, and let's hear it. Action. Come on, man. Don't fuck me on
I don't
this.
Know. I don't like it. It doesn't have the energy the other
Let
one
him
does.
Cook. I think I have to download this fucking thing. Oh, here we go. This will work.
Theme.exe. Yeah.
Theme.sexe. Come on, you fuck.
You have that new Mac Miller album?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I heard about that.
It's nice.
Is there just no file or something? What's going on here? Let's see. Okay.
It's no for aisle, you?
That's the name of the episode.
Because of the Dracula?
Oh, here we go. Okay. And that's it. Thanks for watching, guys.
Dude, I love it.
Isn't it great? I think time we should
for
use it.
Let's try it again. Time for History Roads.
Very Paul McCartney. History.
Robot great. Frog just cummed his robot pants. I like it.
That was great. Yeah, it's very fun. Good. All right, let's add it into the mix then, yeah. Huh?
Put it in a button.
All right, one more, Kevin, or we should say good. Goodbye. Okay, all right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We're actually going to take a little break and record another episode. So the next week's episode you hear
That's right.
will be recorded immediately after. So if you notice a significant dip in energy.
That's why.
It's going to be 5 minutes.
I'm in a good mood, man. I think these are both going to be great.
Me too. Let's I think be we're optimistic gonna have great time. About it. In fact, there's so many history roads. That we could just jump right into.
This sentence has been said.
I know so many times.
We've had to record two since the beginning of time.
I think we should do it this time. I think we should read a couple of History Roads on the next episode.
Thanks for coming to see me in New York. I really appreciate it. I'm in Chicago right now. Maybe follow me on Instagram to see exactly what's going on. On the 7th, me and Steve will be doing Surrounded at the world famous Hollywood Improv. On the 14th, it's my dating show, Human Romance, at the Comedy Store. On the 15th... Surrounded in Portland. Ah! Emily Browning and Noah Kupfer. Tickets to all that more on MikeFalzone.com. Also in the store, we got a fucking dope-ass flannel. One of the most adult things we've ever made. And it's really, really cool. So check those out. And also, subscribe to our Patreon if you like us and want to support the show and want to help fund everyone who makes this possible, such as but not limited to Kevin,
please,
Corey,
please,
Leah, and Josh.
Please,
dude, you're all doing a great job. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.